This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Macomb Mayor Mike Inman says the COVID-19 pandemic has been a learning experience for local leaders, including those at the McDonough County Health Department and McDonough District Hospital.
I think that our partners, both at the Health Department and the hospital, have done the best they can. And I think they've had an opportunity to both learn from the experience. We all have, for that matter. What I think we're blessed by is we have a great emergency services and disaster agency that's coordinating this whole response to the pandemic. And at the end of the day, we've learned some lessons, and it's important for us to, as we look towards the possibility of a second wave of the pandemic coming this fall, that what lessons could be learned from the first round, we have learned and will implement to do that much better of a job going into the second round.
Can you give an example of a lesson learned the first time around?
Well, I think what we continued to be concerned about across the board was the ability to contact trace. And as the number of cases rose in McDonough County, the stress that put on those people who were tasked with that. And I think that there's a better understanding of how that process works now. And the health department has assured us that they are up for the challenge. If and when the second round of the pandemic comes along.
What are your thoughts on the community's response to the pandemic, and in particular the early days with the shelter-in-place order from the state?
Sure. You know, I think it was a struggle for everyone. It still is. I think that the basic concept of what we as community leaders have to reinforce is that we know that this is not something that many folks look forward to or are necessarily prepared to deal with, and we have to be cognizant of how that impacts people as we ask them to modify their daily lives and in many cases look at implementing strategies that are in some ways very foreign to people. The fact that we're in this studio right now both wearing face coverings is a wholly new concept for many folks. But it's something that I think at least in the near term we have to embrace. Because as long as there's no vaccine and no definitive cure, we just have to be prepared to deal with it the best we can. And we keep the messages the same. The very best tools we have are frequent hand washing, face coverings, social distancing. And I've seen many aspects of our community embrace that very well. And I've seen a few holdouts. So we're not here to shame anybody. We're just here to help them understand the importance of it.
What are your concerns going forward, especially with the return of students? And I'm not singling them out for blame or anything, but we will have thousands of people from elsewhere coming to the city in another month or so.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to that. It's the lifeblood of our community. We're very much looking forward to the return of students. What I have had many conversations with Dr. Abraham and his staff over the last several weeks about the anticipation of that, what procedures they're willing and ready to implement to ensure as those students return to the campus that not only they're safe, but the community as a whole is safe. And the simple fact that they'll be encouraging the widespread adoption of those social distancing protocols that we would hope that have been somewhat a part of those students' lives prior to coming here this fall.
You mentioned encouraging people to follow guidelines. Does the city have any power to enforce requirements to wear masks, for example, in businesses, those types of things?
You know, that has really been part of, in my opinion, part of the dilemma here that we faced is that we have limited power, and I'll say very limited power at the city level. Most of the power resides either in the executive of the state, meaning the governor, or the health department. The health department, both at the state level and the local level, have a great deal, my understanding is, a great deal of power to enforce quarantines and things like that. But it's a matter of personnel and the ability to do that. It's more about messaging, and I'll use the terminology a carrot versus a stick approach at gaining compliance. One thing that frequently comes up in discussions between myself and other people in general is that there are requirements when you enter a grocery store or restaurant regarding footwear and clothing. And those are enforced by the Department of Public Health. I don't know where the face covering parameter comes in. And I think most folks don't know where that comes in. Is it a health department regulation? If so, then the health department would be in charge of enforcing it. Was it something that's made mandatory by an executive order from the governor? Then the governor has insisted that it's responsibility of businesses and local units of government to enforce it. It's complicated, though. And what I'm happy to report is that we've had an overwhelming, my observation, my opinion, an overwhelming degree of compliance, self-compliance with many of these regulations. Now, occasionally do I get a call from someone in the community saying they encountered someone not complying at a local business? I do. And usually a phone call to the manager of that business tends to resolve the situation. Doesn't mean that that person or individual gets dealt with. It's just that they're reminded of what our expectation and hope is, and they usually are more than happy to say we'll do our very best to ensure compliance.
Macomb Mayor Mike Inman also says the city is being cautious with its finances during the pandemic, even though it had a strong finish to last fiscal year. He says the city's revenues last fiscal year exceeded expectations by $900,000, and it spent $330,000 less than projected. Despite that, the city went ahead with around $635,000 in budget cuts for the fiscal year that began May 1st. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.